This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. It's not Friday night. It's a Thursday morning. I wish it was Friday night. It'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? It is 1570 WILO Party Line. Little Billy Joel. I think they played that the other day. You may be right. I always appreciate when Melissa or Cindy plays that because I don't hear that very often. But and it's May. I may not be right. That could be another another way of saying it. It is Thursday. Shan Sheridan with you. And we are going to have a great show today. We've got DNR coming in. We've got Indiana DNR officer Ryan McCulley coming in a little bit later. And we're going to be talking to Lindsay Cox from the Paul Philippi Resource Center in just a little bit. Before we do all of that, though, WILO Party Line is presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Not much sun today, but you know what? The window tinting still all the same. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Avery Home Furniture, Mattress and Appliances in downtown Frankfort, our new sponsor. And get out there and see Jimmy, Noah, Lisa. They'll take great care of you. Caleb, they're all doing a great job out there. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Delphi and Flora, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for everywhere else. The WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, TC Trailer, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, and Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. All, and today's one of those days that you make sure you have a good roof because it's been a lot of rain. Boy, especially down over by Crawfordsville and Indianapolis. I know they... I believe this morning they were saying they had about 2 inches of rain down in Indianapolis. We're going to keep an eye on the sky here. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 1 o'clock. Cloudy with a high near 73. Boy, my goodness, that hot, hot weather gone bye-bye for a little bit. Northwest wind 9 to 14 miles per hour. Gust up to 22. A chance of precipitation 60%. Today, new rainfall amounts between 10th and a quarter of an inch, they're saying. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 56. Then Friday, sunny, a little warmer, high of 77. And then tomorrow night, low of 54. And then Saturday, 77. And then Sunday, 79. So we're going to get back up a little warmer. Going to be a nice weekend, it looks like. The very low chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday. So you have a chance to get out and mow all the weeds because the weeds have been crazy. Join me in studio now, Lindsay Cox. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you're trying to stay dry. How about yourself?
Yeah, same. It's a little chilly out there.
Yeah. We've been so used to this night. I mean, it's been 70 at night, you know, 72, 73 at night. Uh-huh. And, you know, now we've gotten down into the 50s, and, you know, 20 degrees makes a big difference.
It definitely does.
So I even wore a long sleeve today because I wear a long sleeve a lot because people say, why do you always wear a long sleeve? I said, well, when you're in and out of offices, you're in a meeting and you might be in an office that they've just got that air conditioning cranked, and then you go outside. You know, I'd just rather stay. I'm probably going to be more inside than I am outside, so I'd rather stay comfortable inside. So do they keep the Paul Philippi Resource Center at an even temperature? Does Dawn control the thermostat?
We try to accommodate our patrons, so it's normally a little bit warmer than most of us in the office would like, but we try our best.
You know, it's the older we get, the thinner the blood we have, and it just seems like I totally agree. I mean, I go to to other folks that are especially going into a senior living facility or something, and it's a lot. Wow, it's like a sauna.
Yes.
You know, so. But I can't say. I mean, I know the older I get, the more I like, I think I'll put on a sweatshirt tonight. Or I'll think, we'll be sitting on couch and watching television. I'll pull the blanket over. Maybe it's security. I don't know. But I like it a little warmer than, I guess, colder anymore. The Paul Phillippe Resource Center, let's just talk a little bit about it first. What goes on at the Paul Phillippe Resource Center? Tell us a little bit, Lindsay, and what do you do? What is your title?
Okay, so I'm the program coordinator, so I plan the events for the senior center portion of Paul Phillippe Resource Center. I also do a little bit of the, my brain just went out. For the transportation, I help with keeping track of the drug and federal guidelines and things
like
that.
For like the grants and things that you have to have, yeah.
Yep, so I help with that. We are a senior center. We are open to anyone 55 and up. It's free. The only thing we charge for is our special trips, and that's all advertised ahead of time. And we also do public transit, which is open to every single person as long as the ride starts in Clinton County. We can take you anywhere in this county, or we can go to Lebanon, Lafayette, or Tipton.
And that's a free will donation for that, right?
Yep.
Correct. So if you got $5, $10, whatever, always try to give as much as you can, because it does help take care of a lot of things like the drivers and fuel costs and all of the – a lot of costs when transportation, especially when – fuel is so high.
Yes. Yeah, we're always trying to extend our services too. This year we bumped our hours. We open at 6 a.m. now. We close at 5 p.m. And we're hoping to extend that out even more in the future, but we have to have funds to be able to do that.
Right. And you guys operate off of grants and donations and all kinds of, there's opportunity out there, but you guys provide a lot of opportunity and the cash flow is slim pickings sometimes, so any donations are always appreciated.
Yes, we get a grant from the state and the federal government, but with that comes with local match. So we are requesting, we've never received like additional funds in the last 20 years from the city and county. We're requesting more money because we in order to extend our services, we have to get more. But also the donations from the community help that local match so that we can continue to extend.
Yeah, and then as you talk about extending, now that the annexation has taken place and going out to 65, you guys have extended, I'm sure, a little bit more of the route.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So we try to accommodate. We do so many same day rides versus probably a year ago we weren't doing nearly as many. Lots of patrons to work. We take people to Frito to work daily. Mm-hmm. Just all over town.
I got to go do a wedding in Michigan. I was thinking about calling you if you guys would just take me in, so I could just take a nap. You guys just could drive me up there and drop me off, and you probably wouldn't come pick me back up. That'd be the problem.
You'd be stuck.
I'd be stuck up in Michigan. Let's talk. I mean, you're program coordinator. I think people don't realize, and you know, when you think about also 55. I don't know when they dropped the age. I thought it used to be 60. I thought it used to be 65, and then they dropped it to 60, and then they dropped it to 55. We're keep going down further. What is going on with that?
I'm not sure. I've been there over 3 years, and it's been 55 since I've been there, so I don't know the history on dropping it.
Yeah.
We would love to have more people in near the 55 age group, and that's where we're trying to find new activities. So if, we have shuffleboard. We've got pool now, cornhole. So all those things that we just want everyone to be able to come. It's a free space to hang out.
What is the hours, Lindsay, for people if they were wanting to come hang out, that they're maybe retired, maybe they're a lot of folks, and including some of your own staff that are retired, but they still part-time, they're drivers, they come and do a little work, and, you know, they maybe hang out for a while, and then they go home.
Yeah, our hours are 8 to 4 for the senior center, and that's
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, yep. So anytime you can pop in, there's normally people there playing games, pool, cards, euchre, anything.
So you mentioned that. Are there any specific things that you want to, as far as programming, that you'd like people to know that maybe, I know you guys have participated in the Senior Olympics. I mean, are there other programs out there? I mean, cards and all that, shuffleboard, all that, but maybe there's more organized pieces that you guys put together throughout the year.
Yeah, so we do, again, we have a trip calendar that I put out.
The trips. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have that ready for the next year. So the senior fair is the end of September, so I always have the next year's done by then, so people at the senior fair can pick that up and we can post it online. So that's all organized. We also have bingo once a week. We have a organized cornhole time Wednesdays at 1 p.m., where that's we get a big group of people that come in and play cornhole. Like you said, we have Senior Olympics every May. We just add every month. We're getting ready to start a new program called Community Coffee and a WISE program that Healthy Communities is putting on for us.
The WISE Wellness Program, I believe it's called. So tell us a little bit about that.
So that is for seniors to just mindfulness about medications, things they should be talking to doctors about. Kathy Martin will be at the center leading that class for us. The really cool thing about this is the attendees that come get $20 gift card every time they come. So it's a 6-week class. So.
Wow. Yeah. That'd be worth. I'm 63. I think if you just go over and get a gift card, that'd be all right. Help me pay my cell bill. We were talking off air.
Yeah.
So during that program, they're going to hear about opportunities to stay healthy, making wise decisions that are going to help. You're going to navigate through those health day. You know, when you're getting older, things start to fall apart. So it's kind of navigate through those times.
Yeah, and then Kathy can be a resource if anyone has extra questions that aren't covered in that. She's happy to help.
Yeah, mom and stepdad are down in New Mexico, and they've been dealing. He's been struggling with his eye, and they're trying to get cataract surgery done, and ended up going in, and the doctor was like, he asked about the what eye he was going to do, and he told him, "Oh no, we're doing the other eye," and he goes, "Nope." He says, "Yeah, we did the other eye last week." He says, "No," as you know, Don, my stepdad said, "No, we haven't done that," and so he's like arguing with the guy, and. It's frustrating when, you know, I'm so far away and, you know, they're trying to navigate through the system and navigate through healthcare. There's a time where you sometimes feel like maybe no one cares, but that's not necessarily the case, but there's so many people in the system and they're just trying to kind of herd them through and get people through. And again, not a very good way of putting it, but it seems that way. Places like the senior, you know, Paul Philippi Resource Center is an opportunity to show people that they're not just a number, that you know, there is, you know, people that care. There's programs out there. There are people out there. There's the Kathy Martins out there that are willing to sit down and say, hey, let's look at your situation. And then let's get through it, and we'll do it together.
Yeah, that's our goal is to everyone that comes to the center is independent living. So our goal is to help that as long as they want that to be, to give them a place to socialize, to help them learn how to advocate for themselves. And if we need to step in and help advocate them in certain situations, we can.
Yeah, let's talk about advocacy real quick. How important is it for a senior? You know, because sometimes they lose their self-worth and kind of their value when they lose that independency and they're relying on someone else. And there's a lot of trust there as well. So tell us a little bit about the dynamics of being an advocate for a senior.
Yeah, so we see a lot of people that come in that they feel like their opinions no longer matter, like especially in the community. That's kind of the focus of what we hear. And we just try to advocate that they do matter. They matter to us, and we want everyone to know that they matter, that they're people just like every other citizen in this county. And we want them to feel like that because they do matter.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the everyone matters, and you want to make sure that that is certainly portrayed and relayed to all the folks. But I think sometimes it also gets into their crawl and into their mindset that they can't do what they used to do.
Yeah.
They're limited in how they walk or maybe even perform a certain task. And I think that really can weigh on them. So having that encouragement of someone saying, hey, you know what? You can still do it. You just might need a little help. You need a little assistance. I think that goes
adaption.
A long way. Adaption. That's probably a good term.
Yeah. And that's what I love about our senior center and all the other senior centers. We work with a group of them. We meet quarterly. And that's our goal, is just to help people realize that you're still great. Like, we can help you find different things to do or change it a little bit. So.
Well, doing is so important, especially when you become, your body is starting to tell you can't do anymore. So you guys have fitness opportunities and not only the wellness of being able to teach them and share with them things that you want seniors to know, like nutrition, being able to know how to navigate insurance and doctors and all that. But you have a fitness program as well.
Yeah. So every Tuesday at 10 a.m. we have Bailey from Area 4. She's certified in enhanced fitness, and she teaches that. And it's a great course. It's a fall reduction fitness class, but it's a great fitness class, and it can be accommodated to sitting, standing, add weights, take away weights. It's a great class.
Because falling is still one of the biggest issues with seniors. I mean, life-changing situations when they fall. I mean, my mom fell a few years ago, broke her hip. It was, broke her shoulder, and then fell again, broke her hip, and it was devastating in the sense of almost a year-long process to get healed back up and taken care of. I think that the falls, and so when you're talking about the fitness, teaching them maybe how to fall, or if they know they're falling, I mean, you're not going to go out there and say, okay, we're going to go fall, so we're going to teach you how to fall, but to teach them if they lose their balance or they get dizzy, this is some of the things that are being taught.
Yeah, Bailey is great, and she works with them weekly. It's almost an hour, and that's like all the things that she goes over. So it's a great course.
You mentioned Community Coffee. That's a new program.
Yeah, we're starting that up in August. So our goal is just to invite the public. So Paul Phillippe has kind of become, it still is a little bit of a secret organization to some people. They don't know we're there. So we want Community Coffee to open up to anyone, any age. And we're going to have a special guest each month. So in August, we'll have Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker there. And it just gives people time to ask him questions, just talk to him, drink coffee, talk to each other, just be there for each other and to hear concerns, joys, all the goods and the bads of life. So we're hoping to do that. It'll be the second Wednesday at 10 a.m. of every month.
All right. Be careful with Scott. He may start thinking he's a little on the senior side. He'll just want to hang out.
You can play shuffleboard.
Don't give him that $20 card. Okay, so he's not going to get that. So no, he can play some shuffleboard. But that's a great idea. So it'll be the second Wednesday of the month.
Okay, at 10 a.m.
Second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Community Coffee at the Paul Phillippe Resource Center, and anyone and everyone is invited.
Yep.
Very good.
Come get some free coffee.
Awesome. You also mentioned you've got trips planned. I know that some of our church folks have gone on the trips to like Branson and places like that. Tell us a little bit about trips and how fun they can be, and that's something you can start putting on the calendar now.
Yeah, so we don't currently have a 2026 big trip planned, but we're really close to that, so keep an eye out for that. But we have several day trips. We are hoping to go to the Speedway Museum on October 2nd. Down in Indy, we had someone that suggested, and we thought it was a really good idea, which is a little different than what we normally do. We go to lunch once a month, like next Tuesday we're going to Christo's, then Beef and Boards, and
you'll
Myers.
Get some good Glover's ice cream at Beef and Boards.
So. Yeah. Oh, they have Glover's. Okay, oh,
yeah,
perfect.
They serve Glover's down there. So, well, that'd be a good trip. Beef and Boards, they have great programs as well. I tell you, a trip that I would highly recommend is the Noah's Ark trip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, we just took our in-laws about a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago now, and they did a great job. They did well. I mean, they're in their 80s, and they did a nice job. We ended up, I tell you, here's how to do it. This is a great way, because if you do it between November and March, and you stay at Clifty Falls State Inn, it's buy one night, you get the next night free. So we go down and we spent the Sunday night, and then Because it's a tiring. I mean, and then but it's about an hour and 15 minutes away from the inn. So of course the inn's about 2.5-3 hours away, and you go down, and then you get up early Monday morning, and you go spend time at the Ark, and then you have the free night Monday night to just kind of recoup, and then you're on your way home on Tuesday.
That's a good plan.
It's a great trip.
Yeah.
Between all of us, less than $100 a piece.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just, and that was lodging. So it's just, and the ticket to get in. So it's very, and what an experience. I mean, it's a great experience. I really highly recommend. Of course, the Creation Museum is about another 45 minutes or so away, but you could go back and do another trip for that. But I think a lot of the seniors would probably love that trip to Noah's Ark. So let me know when you go. I'll probably go with you. That's a fun one. I'm 63, so I could qualify.
You qualify. Yep, you're definitely there.
other trips that maybe you're thinking about, maybe short trips. You mentioned Speedway. Anything else?
We are going to watch Holiday Inn at, I can't remember their new name. It used to be called Myers Dinner Theater. That will be in November. So that will be a great Christmas show.
Oh, yeah.
And then I will have the next year's calendar here done in the next 2 months.
You know, the Beef House does shows, too, up in Covington.
Yeah.
That's a fun place to go. Good food, too. Of course, it takes, more people than just the staff to help with all this. Is there ways for folks to volunteer at the resource center or places that they can plug into?
Yeah, so we are always looking for volunteers. If you have a passion and you wanted to come, let's say you love to crochet and you wanted to come teach a class on crocheting, give me a call. Same with if you have a loud voice and you want to call bingo when we don't have a sponsor, give me a call.
G52.
Yep. Just little things like that where I'm one person and we have other staff members, but most of them are in transportation. So any volunteer we can get to help with single little things like that would be fantastic.
Yeah. If you go on trips, opportunity for help to help those that might need a little more assistance.
Yes, that would be great.
Your vans are also all handicap except accessible, right?
Yes.
As well?
Yep. So, they all are lift capable or the vans have ramps.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So people can bring their wheelchair, whatever they need, or scooter, whatever the case may be, and be able to put it on. Lindsay, you've been doing this a while. You've been involved in the senior living and working with seniors. What got you involved? What makes you, passionate about getting up every day to do this?
Yeah, I love to hear their stories, the lives they've lived, the things they've learned, the things they want people to learn from them, their histories, where they come from. It's just crazy how much you can learn by just a simple conversation with a person. Mm. And you see people that have come into the center without having anyone. They've not socialized really other than with family. And they come in and they find a new group of friends that they can go to coffee, go to lunch, go to dinner. And it's great to see that bloom of personality and socialization.
Yeah. What are, in your estimation, in your passion working with seniors, what are some two or three of the things that you're more concerned about as you guys look at programming, you look at the future, you look at what's coming down with technology? What are some things that maybe you're concerned and or excited about in the senior world?
Obviously, financially, it's kind of a scary place for a lot of people right now. So that's our biggest goal, is to continue to offer free programming, because most of the people that walk through our door wouldn't be able to come through if we had even a small yearly fee. So that is a huge thing we continue to work towards, is giving as many great resources to the people that come in, that, and we don't have to charge them. And like when Kathy reached out about this Wise Wellness program, they get a little bit of money to come to a class that's going to teach them a whole lot about great things in their life. So that's my focus on things like that. We want them to have fun, but also we want it to improve value of their life.
And I'm sure maybe that'll be covered in the Wise Wellness program, but Medicare is a big deal, and trying to navigate that. And every year seniors, I think, get a little confused and struggle with, well, I hear this advertisement and this person is telling me this and the doctor says this, but my daughter tells me this. You know, it can be very confusing.
Yeah, and I am a certified SHIP coordinator.
Okay.
So anytime people have questions, they can come in or give us a call.
And can you help navigate that?
Yeah, I can help navigate that process or find someone that can help them more and a real resource through Medicare.
Medicare, and it's really kind of different for everyone, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Correct. So what happens with you might not happen with your neighbor. It's
right.
Completely different.
So you guys offer that service to be able to say, okay, well, you've got this and this and this, but you also have this health need, so we really probably need to put you in that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic to know, because I think people, I know a lot of people give us a call at the chamber, you know, who can we talk to? We normally send them to either you guys or Paul or the Healthy Communities to help navigate, because they have a navigator on staff there as well. But
yeah.
That's a lot of crazy questions. I mean, even now, as getting closer to that age, I'm getting emails and, you know, phone calls, and I'm like, well, I don't even think about it because I'm not even, you know, that's not even my mindset. But you, at some point, you do, and you got to figure it out.
And with the laws, it's ever changing, so it could change from year to year.
Oh, really? You have to bring that up. What are the technology? How has that changed your world as far as seniors? Is it good, bad, or indifferent? Because I do know there's a lot of scamming opportunities in the world of technology.
Yes, and that has been I am looking for someone, so if there's any listeners that have this as a passion or work at a bank, police officer, we are looking for someone to come in and talk about scams for seniors.
Okay.
It's crazy how easy it is to be scammed now these days with technology and the scammers, how they put the fear in the people they're calling or scamming. And so we want to kind of teach, educate on that so it doesn't happen.
My mom got a call from what she thought was our daughter, her granddaughter, several years ago. I'm in Mexico. I've been arrested. I need bail money. And, you know, she, of course, has the voice, a phone voice. I mean, she had all the right answers: her name, where she lived, her parents.
Yep.
It's amazing the information can be great, but it can also be very dangerous.
It is. Yes, that happened to my mother-in-law as well. So she was told it was a U.S. Marshal that was coming after her if she didn't give him $30,000. So, that's so scary. So we want to educate on that, and so we're looking for a good resource for that. So
we get every once in a while it'll be a private number and it'll call and then it'll leave a message, the case number 7. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, what? What do you but I can understand that if someone didn't know and they're thinking, well, what? And they may be confused that did I sign something? Did I do something? And now they're coming after me. Whatever it's intimidating.
Yeah.
And they know that, and all they need is a credit card number. All they need is a bank account number.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can get that, it's not good.
Yeah. It's scary how much information they can get.
Yeah, and so you have to help navigate that and be very, very careful. How can folks get involved? They can donate, they can volunteer, they can participate. So how do folks get a hold of you guys, and how do folks they can just roam in there after 8 o'clock on any Monday through Friday and see somebody, but maybe they want to check out the website or maybe give you a call.
Yeah, yep, they could give us a call at 765-659-4060. Check out our website, paulphillippiresourcecenter.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, and there's links to the website there as well. But our door's always open, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. Pop in, see what we're about.
Yeah, the strawberries were good again this
good.
Year.
Good.
I enjoyed a nice little meal, and always a blessing to be able to be over at the Strawberry Festival. That's gone on for a long time.
Yes, it has.
And hopefully it will continue to grow, and maybe even some more fundraising and fun opportunities. And I know Lindsay, before we go, I know you guys have also been involved with some regional planning of transportation, and including Montgomery County and Tipton County. So a lot of things happening over at the Paul Philippi Resource Center.
Yes, there is lots coming down the pike with public transportation, and we just want to remind everyone public transportation is for everyone. So if you give us a call, help us get the word out, because people that could really use our transportation don't know we're here.
Yeah, and I will end on that, because if you are looking for a ride, I mean, for instance, my vehicle broke down yesterday, be in the shop. Probably could have used a ride. I ended up having I phoned a friend, and that was a good thing. But if in a situation, you could get a ride anywhere in Clinton County, and even outside of Clinton County if it's more medical. But for donation,
yeah,
you can just call and pick them up, and if they can make it happen, and if it's between 8 and 4, well,
transportation is 6 to 5, so you got a little bit more time.
Oh, okay, that's right. It is for, because so you can go to work. I mean, you could get, if you need a lift to work or whatever the case may be.
Or ride home.
And taking kids to school too, if you had a kid that needs to go.
Yes, and we do have a couple spots left at Blue Ridge and Suncrest on those buses. So if that's something that people need, give us a call.
659-4060. Lindsay, you're always a pleasure. Appreciate you coming in. We'll look forward to a fall, and then the community coffee coming up, the Wise Wellness Program. Make sure you give them a call, 659-4060. You'll probably talk to Lindsay. She'll take good care of you.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Ms. Lindsay Cox of the Paul Philippi Resource Center. She's the coordinator of events, and she directs all of that. So make sure you get out there, and she'll take great care of you. You guys will have a lot of fun. 63, who knows? I'll be there sooner than later. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll talk DNR and all things nature coming up on Party Line.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
We all lead busy lives, so why not simplify your life by combining your financial services with your insurance needs? At Encompass Insurance Services, we offer a full line of competitive insurance products tailored just for you. Hi, I'm Missy Harrington Hill with Encompass Insurance Services, and we partner with the highest rated companies in the nation, ensuring you get the best coverage at the best rates. For insurance that's truly encompassing, choose Encompass Insurance Services. Call me at 765-675-1337 or visit us at EncompassCU.org and select the insurance tab.
At Avery Home, we know your home is more than just a place. It's where your family gathers, rests, and makes memories. Since 2015, Avery Home has been serving families like yours with Serta mattresses, dependable GE and Speed Queen appliances, and Jackson and Ashley furniture for every room. With delivery, financing, and hours that work for your schedule, Avery Home is your one-stop shop. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Visit Avery Home at 54 East Washington Street in downtown Frankfort, or shop online at averyhomestore.com. Avery Home, here to serve you and your family.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Rev up your summer adventures with TC Trailers. TC Trailers is excited to announce they're now offering electric golf carts, perfect for exploring with off-road or street tires, aluminum wheels, turn signals, brake lights, and even a horn. And their flip-over seat is perfect for hauling. TC Trailers makes it easy with financing options available. Get to TC Trailers at the junction of State Roads 28 and 29, or visit tc-trailers.com. TC Trailers, your destination for quality trailers, and now electric golf carts.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.